stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. I hope you had a good weekend. I did. It went by fast as usual, but it was amazing. And I love the fact that it's hot in L.A. again. It is hotter than 90 going north, like 80-something degrees. I'm like, what the?
What the?
You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. I don't have a biblical question yet. I kind of have one, but then I kind of have another one, and I'm happy waiting to see which one to go with. But we did deal with last week's biblical question. Why do you carry out the works of the flesh? We dealt with that. We dealt with that yesterday in the fellowship. So you can podcast if you did not watch it live or you were not there. It was an amazing meeting, by the way. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're busy and about and doing what you're doing and you just can't sit and watch the show as it's happening right now, of course you can podcast, but you can be listening wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Whatever. You can be listening to the show, washing dishes, buying some fentanyl, overdosing on fentanyl, blaming somebody else for your overdose, or whatever. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? And it's Monday again. Already. Again. It's just so amazing to me how fast time goes by. Or maybe time is not going by. Maybe just standing still. And I think it's going by. And I think it is going by. Amazing, huh? But anyway, it's Monday. And we take all calls, of course. But every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
That's right. That's why you got to start. You don't have to, but you should start thinking for yourself. You are an individual. You are not the world. You got to start thinking for yourself. Yesterday, fellowship was amazing. There are men and women there who are really seeking to overcome the fallen state. They're committed, and they're coming from everywhere because they want and they love the truth. Albert came in from Mexico. He drove up to L.A. all the way from Mexico for the Sunday meeting, and then when the meeting was over, he drove back to Mexico. Isn't that amazing? He wants the truth. And when you really, really want the truth, you go anywhere for it. You would go there for some drugs if you wanted some drugs. So I really, really wish Albert well. Stay with it, Albert. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And if you don't give up, because a lot of people give up, they're like, oh, this is too hard. This take too long. This is too painful, whining. They whine in life, and they whine in the death of the ego. Why me? This is too hard. It takes too long. But then there are those who get on the path, and then they get down the road, and then they get distracted, and they get off the path. Amazing. But then there are those who really love the truth and want it. They get on that path, and it doesn't matter what life throw at them, what situation come, what they got to, quote, unquote, go through. They go through it, and they go through it, and they go through the fire, and they go through the storm, meaning situation after situation. And they stay on that path because they want the truth. And they climb this mountain. And no matter how rough the mountain get along the way, they don't stop until they can cross over into Calvary. And they are free. And only a few will do that. I'm telling you, only a few. Because they think it's hard. Oh, it's too painful. Oh, why me? Oh, how long will this last? How long do I have to go through this? As long as it takes. A lifetime. A lifetime. You got to commit to overcoming in your life. If you commit to it, a commitment means however it takes, how long it takes, and whatever it takes, right? I'm going to live in this world, and I'm going to overcome it. And there are men and women, a few, a handful, who are making up their mind, have made up their mind, and they are still making up their mind, meaning new people. But it's a spiritual battle. It is a battle between good and evil. And the beauty is, evil has no authority, no power, nothing. It is defeated. You just don't know it. It is not even competition for the light. It's not even competition for the light. Isn't that amazing? Anyway, work on yourself, folks. Those who want to, those who don't, stay in your hell, be miserable. Call those miserable thrills good. Hurt yourself. Go after others and see where it gets you. See where it gets you, if that's what you want to do. Amazing. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. So, a little political stuff going on here. If you tried that listen line, it's working now. 605-615-4131 if you want to listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad. 605-615-4131. So apparently this Thursday, this coming Thursday, according to CNN, the Biden and Trump campaign are making their final preparations for CNN presidential debate on Thursday. So apparently they're going to have a presidential debate this coming Thursday. And they have the Democratic Party laid out so many rules and restrictions that some people are surprised that the great white hope, Donald Trump, decided to do it. Because you're going to cut the mic off when the other person is speaking, the other mic is off, and blah, so many other things, right? But Trump decided to do it anyway. And there are some people are saying, well, right now, Joe Biden is hidden away in the bunkers somewhere, and they are trying to prepare him to be ready for the debate on Thursday. While the great white hope is still running around doing, holding rallies and speeches and interviews and having a hootenanny of a time. If this thing happens, and I have a wait and see attitude because you just never know. It's always best to wait and see. I understand that most people live in their imagination, they're impatient, and they think they have the answer in their head already, so they already form a conclusion about a situation that hasn't even happened. I do understand that. But I'm waiting to see. And then I understand how desperate and dishonest the Democratic Party is, along with the liberal media supporting the Democratic Party, and they're starving to maintain power. They are starving to maintain power, and they would do anything for it. So I'm waiting to see. Even with the upcoming vote in November, the election day, I'm waiting to see how that's going to turn out because these people are desperate. And a desperate person is a fearful person. And ain't no telling what they would do. Really. They'll do anything to maintain, quote unquote, power. So have a way to see. That way you don't be disappointed either way. And you talk to people who claim they know what's going to happen. They don't know what's going to happen. They too are just in their imagination, guessing. We don't know what's going to happen on the debate and in November. And remember the last time Joe Biden gave a so-called State of the Union address talk? He was, everybody thought he was going to be like Sleepy Joe. But they pumped him up some kind of way. He was loud, real loud, too loud. They pumped him up so loud, so much, he was too loud. They should have said, you know what, bring it down a little bit, Joe. But we'll see what happened this Thursday. And I believe it's at 6 p.m. Pacific time. What would be 9 o'clock Eastern time, if that's true. if that's true. I'm told that Biden has always been very aggressive and shameless in debate. How will Biden, I'm wondering, since it's been reported that Biden can't stay up too late, I'm wondering how he going to last. What, the thing is like an hour or so, the debate, how he going to last that long? What the, must be some good doctors, but we'll see. And according to CNN, so yeah, I'm right, according to NPR, 9 p.m. Eastern time, which would be 6 p.m. Pacific time, the debate this Thursday. All right. Trump told NBC, I guess this is from CNN. I don't know who it's from. According to CNN, Trump told NBC News that his pick will be most likely, that he, Trump told NBC News that his pick will most likely be at the debate on Thursday. His pick will be most likely happen this Thursday. We'll see. I'm wondering who will Trump pick. There are a couple of people that's in the running for this. J.D. Vance. He seems like a tough guy from Ohio, I believe. J.D. is from Ohio. And the, I can't hear you. And they're telling me that Tim Scott, I pray it's not Tim Scott. Tim Scott is weak. Rhino, mama's boy. Nice man. He's nice. I mean, nothing personal. But Tim Scott think that racism exists, police brutality exists. We don't need any more of that in the White House. I wish Tim well, but not to be running with Trump. So we'll see what happens this Friday. I mean, this Thursday. If the Great White Hope decide. Also, they mentioned, some people are mentioning Carson, Ben Carson. When did Ben Carson come back into the fold? Did he try already? What the? But we'll see what happens, all right? It's amazing. If they have this debate, it's going to be very, very interesting, one way or another. So I highly recommend, do what you want. I highly recommend you check your attitude at the door. Don't be angry. Don't be upset. Have a way to see. And however it goes, don't overreact. Either way. Some people are saying that the Republican are thinking too highly of Trump for this debate, and that they think that Joe Biden is going to be easily defeated by Trump. And so they have him too high on the bar. So we'll see what happens. We will see. It almost hard for me, even though they have all these rules for the so-called debate, it almost hard to believe that the Democrats would take the risk of, with all the shut down the mic thing, you're not allowed to speak while the other person is speaking, blah, blah, blah. They have even the moderators who are against Trump, according to the report. It's hard to believe that they would take the risk with Joe Biden debating Trump, no matter what they're doing to cover it up. But we'll see. This Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern time, according to NPR, 6 p.m. Pacific time. At first, I was thinking, oh, it's boring. I'm not going to watch it. But I think I might watch this one with the Great White Hope just to see what happens and how he deals with it. It's amazing to see how the Great White Hope is dealing with all these issues. He's in the world, but not of the world. What manner of man is this? What manner of man is this? And they'll try everything they can to stop the Great White Hope. And if you notice, the media and the Democrats are not talking about the State of the Union. They're not talking about the illegal aliens crossing, still crossing the borders in numbers. And the number of women who are being raped and killed by illegal aliens coming in. You don't hear them talk about that. What the? And you don't hear any talk about the crime that's happening in America. You literally cannot go anywhere where there's a big crowd and not expect something to happen. Some type of crime. Remember when it used to be fun to go out amongst the crowd? And you didn't think about getting into a fight, or you didn't think about being shot, or whatever they be doing. And no police. Illegal aliens are coming in and taking the jobs from the people. The Democrats are not talking about any of those things. They're just doing quote-unquote personal attacks, whether true or not, against the Great White Hope, Donald Trump. That's all they're doing. That's all they're doing. And according to MSNBC, that female, what's her name, Kamala Harris, teamed with childhood sexual abuse survivor to warn America away from Trump. Watch this from MSNBC.
And now you're speaking out.
And
because
now,
a Trump win would mean what for little girls in the situation you were in?
So much. You know, if you have a woman in your life that means something to you, her life is at stake. It does not matter if she is 12, 9, 34, you know, it really does not matter. If there is a woman who is in that reproductive age, then, you know, her life is at stake during this election. And it does not matter if you've never voted Democrat in your life, you know, it's get off your high horse, because women, we don't get to choose, you know, a whole lot, and you at least can choose who you can vote for.
That doesn't even make sense to me. What is she talking about? What that have to do with Trump? Reproductive age. That's just abortion. Is she referring to abortion? How is that? That's so dumb. That comment has nothing to didn't make any sense. It doesn't make sense. The woman going to kill the baby, she's going to kill the baby anyway because her heart is wicked. What does that have to do with whether Trump is in the White House or not? What does that have to do? What does these females' life have to do with Donald Trump? They're out of control anyway. They have no love. They don't care about the unborn children, nor the born children. So her mess have no meaning. This is why boys and girls must return to the father, because you can tell when a boy and a girl is raised without fathers, when they're raised, they have no logic at all. Everything stops. Logic disappear. Growth disappear. Strength disappear. Manhood, womanhood disappear. It doesn't develop. We talked about this somewhere yesterday at the fellowship. You don't see grown men and women anymore because they have not been raised by their fathers. So everything stops. Life stops when you're raised by your mother and not your father. It just stops. You have no sense. No sense at all. And I'm being told that today, June 24th, marked 2 years since the Supreme Court struck down Roe versus Wade, according to CNN. But that's another mistake. The U.S. Supreme Court did not get rid of abortion. They just turned it back over to the states and let the states decide. But every time the media and others mention the Supreme Court and abortion, they say they struck down abortion. No, they didn't. The states decide. It should have never been taken away from the states. And so the Supreme Court gave it back to the states and let the voters decide. But they're not going to tell you like that. So I don't know what this dumb woman with Kamala Harris is talking about. And Kamala Harris up there bowing her head like this woman saying some truth, something deep, and something true. And it's not. What a mess. A battle between good and evil, right versus wrong. What a mess. I want my country back, but I know it's not coming back. So maybe I need to stop saying I want it back. It's not coming back, it's over. It's just absolutely over. All good things have stopped. Natural growth have stopped. Because the men, another thing, emergency, emergency, emergency. We are in a state of emergency right now. In more ways than one, but one in particular. You're going to hear here first. Emergency, emergency. We are in a state of emergency in many ways, but number one in particular, women are being allowed to take over America. It's just quietly happening, and no one is paying attention, it seems. And this is being encouraged by Christian women, not secular women, the media, the churches, businesses, everything. They are giving it and handing the country over to women, not realizing they are handing over their own destruction. I want you to pay attention. You can prove me wrong. I want you to pay attention to weather reporters today, mostly females. Pay attention to when the news send people out on the streets today, mostly females. And who do they talk to most of the time? Women. And if a man happened to be there, they look away from the man. Look at the military, females. This is so dangerous. I got to take a break, and I explain it in your phone call after this break. 888-7753-773, your super chat and your calls right after this break. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them, and blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autograph copy, or call 800-411-2663. Okay, 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. It is Female Monday. We take the ladies' call first, but we take all calls. 888-77-JESSE. Let me just say this, and then I'll move on. There is an emergency in America now, and it's not just the job situation, which is important. Crime situation, very important. Illegal alien situation, very important. Whatever. All that stuff is important. But the most important one is the takeover of females. You are the military and everywhere. Rarely do you see a news report about the fire department or some incident somewhere and blah, blah, blah. They always have, for the most part, exception to the rule, which is rare, they have men standing up and speaking up about the situation in the country. It's always women. In politics and everywhere. Y'all don't know the hell and destruction to come if this continues. If you let women just hand it over to women, it's not in the nature of the woman to lead. It's not in her to do it, and you're trying to make something be that's not meant to be. And it doesn't matter that the women get mad about it. Get mad. You still can't turn over the country to them, but you are, and you're going to live to regret it. Look what they do to the children when the fathers are not there to guide the woman in how to raise the children. The kids are all screwed up. The boys and the girls. God and Christ, Christ and man, man over woman. It ain't gonna work no other way, whether you like it or not. And the Christian women are as bad as the non-Christian women about this. Christian women don't believe in the order of God. They don't want to obey their husbands. They don't want to follow the man. They want the man to follow them, all in the name of Jesus. It ain't gonna never work. When the man is not in the family to lead the woman in the right way to go, look what happens. Even if he's in the home and even if he's in the home, but he's not leading the wife, He's not the head of his wife. Nothing but destruction. Nothing but destruction. And you're letting America go to hell in a handbasket by turning America and like over to the woman. It's like turning your family over to the wife or the mother of the kids. Remember, you heard it here. We are now in a state of emergency. Just with that alone. We should never have a female vice president or a president female. But we have a dumb, airhead, so-called Kamala Harris as VP. Look at her. She couldn't fire her way out of a paper bag if she had to. You are making a grave mistake. And men are being put out of work. Not only are they being taken away from leadership, their proper role in leadership, men don't even have jobs anymore. They're given to the females. What a mess. So remember, emergency, we are in a state of emergency. We're already in the state. Just with that alone, and then not to mention all the other stuff that's happening as a result of it. And the drug crisis in America is out of control. And the reason for that, not just because the borders are wide open, they're bringing in all kinds of drugs from everywhere, but because of the emotional crisis we have in America today. There is an emotional crisis because you're letting women run the home, the school, the churches, the playground, everywhere. And women are emotional because Satan is their God. And there are women overcoming. There was a young lady at the meeting yesterday. She was black, and she understood that. She was like, right on. And when she first heard it, she was like, what the? But she examined herself. She paid attention to see if that was true, that Satan is the woman's God. And she realized, you know, I am angry. I am evil. And that's when the change started with her, to overcome it. Because in her own heart, she admitted that she was evil. And when you admit it, the Father takes over. We have a crisis in America right now. And all those other stuff are real things, but the woman thing is worse. I want you to pay attention, men and women. And you see if I'm making this up. 9 times out of 10, when someone is represented in the military, it's a female. When someone is represented a disaster, whether a fire disaster, rain disaster, hurricane disaster, whatever, it's a female. When somebody represents a church, it's a female. When someone is doing a weather report, news report, they have reports now where just females running the whole news thing. Whenever there's a police incident, it's females speaking. When there's a city council incident, it's females speaking. And the men are just sitting idly by, committed suicide because they can't handle it. And according to some of the stories, more men are committing suicide today than women. And this is why they can't handle what's happening. I promise you, if that is not resolved, it cannot get better in America. Now, it can get better for you as one individual, as an adult and one individual, because you are responsible for you. I'm not responsible for you. nobody else is responsible for you as an adult. You are. You can either come out of that hell or you can stay in it. You're going to regret staying in it. It's no fun. So I would recommend you do. And then you won't be emotionally, psychologically affected by what's happening around you, because it's going to get worse with the women taking over like this. Why do you think public schools don't work anymore? Because they've turned it over to females to run it. And the kids already hate mama voice at home. You think they want to hear mama voice at school too? Mom emotions? But anyway, that's the emergency. We are in a state of emergency. And these kids are on drugs and doing all this stuff because they're emotionally destroyed. They're unhappy. They have no love. Mama don't have love. And mama emotions, mama's love will drive you to drugs. And then they'll make up excuses why the kids using the drug. They'll say everything but the destruction of the mother. They ain't going to tell you that. What the? But anyway, emergency, emergency, emergency. We are now in a state of total emergency with allowing the woman to take over America. And I say allowing them to do it because if men were strong, meaning had no fear but perfect love, ain't no way the woman can just take over. You are letting her take over. She's not taking over due to power. She's taking over due to weakness. She is taking over due to weakness, not power. Jaden is out of New York. Jaden, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Happy Women's Eve Day, Jesse. I wanted to know, Women's Day, sorry. I wanted to know.
Jaden, hold on. Your phone making weird noise. I'm going to let them check it out back there, and I'll come back to you. And it's not Woman's Day. It's Female Monday. I'll let them check out to see what kind of noise going on with you, Jaden, and I'll come back to you. Do not hang up. Christopher is a first-time caller out of Florida. Christopher, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Thank you so much. As I called out explaining to your staff, I am a former adult star. I've been through pretty much trauma my whole life, kind of looking for mentors, looking for leaders, kind of just through how I was treated. I came out of it more with like a mean spirit, kind of being treated like a Spartan when I was growing up. And I've been searching. I found God about 8 months ago. I just accepted him into my life. But the problem I had with adhering, I guess I would say, to any particular religion is trusting that the texts that are out there for any particular religion have been written by man, and power, I feel, corrupts men. So my question for you, I know this is a long spiel, is I do believe in Jesus Christ. My problem is that, or my question is, do I actually need to be a Christian to believe in Jesus?
And before I get to that part of your question, why do you say you found God or you believe in Jesus? Why do you say you believe in Jesus?
So I said I was an adult star, right? I was one of the top males in the world.
No, why do you say you found Jesus recently?
Because I could see all the symbolism in the world promoting evil, promoting Satanism, and by deduction, it just in my head clicked. I was like, if they're pushing this stuff so hard, there has to be another side of this. I'm also a father, and I've always been striving to be the best man that I can, and I know that I came from a lot of trauma, And once I found you, a lot of things clicked for me, like forgiving my mother.
You went and forgave her?
Myself. Yes, I did. I talked to her. I had to do a lot of introspection. Once I found God and started doing the work, I had to sit down and go through everything. I found out that actually I was given a brain injury at 5 that I recovered from, but she allowed that to happen, that atmosphere to foster. So I did. I face to face, I sat her down. I told her, look, you know, I'm lucky I'm not dead because of you. Everything up until now was because of how you allowed my childhood to be, but I forgive you. And I could see the weight come off her shoulders when I did so.
And how about your father?
I don't even know who he is. She can't even remember his name.
Oh, you don't know your father?
I found out when I went to apply for the military that I didn't know my father. It was in my medical files.
Amazing. And so are you doing the silent prayer now?
I have started doing that. Before I got into the adult world, I lived a life where I was very dedicated to becoming an Olympian. So there was no drugs, there was no alcohol, and I would abstain from sex for periods at a time for athletic purposes. So I didn't even know I was in a roundabout way doing the work without knowing I was doing the work at the time. Does that make sense?
Not quite, but that's because of time. You're doing the silent prayer right now, right?
Yes, I have started doing that, sir.
Any question about that?
No, and actually, through finding you, forgiving myself, forgiving my mom, getting into the silent prayer, and then re-understanding why I should, you know, give up weed, period, give up microdosing on anything, period, alcohol, period, and even my partner that I'm with, she understands that I'm withstanding from sex right now so I can become my better self. My mind, I would say about 3 months ago, was in pure hell.
What do you mean by it was in pure hell? What do you mean by your better self?
So I was literally crying every single day because I look around the world. Like I said, I have children. And like you said, like this country, my country, this world is there's so much evil going around, and it almost, you want to sit there and think, okay, I know I'm one man, but I want to, like, I feel like a civic responsibility to do something, but there's no leadership. There's no, okay, well, this is what you do if you want to help get your country back or have a future that you can be certain that your children will have the opportunities to, prosper or just live in peace.
You feel like the need to do something about what?
Well, first off, I needed to become the best version of myself that I can, because otherwise my thoughts were just running away with me. And once I found you and realized that all those thoughts, good or bad or evil, and are demons, and I started forgiving myself, forgiving my mom, accepting God in my life. And like my original question was, do I actually need to be a Christian to accept Christ into my life?
No. Christian is just when you are discussing what religion you belong to or participate in. Christian is the name of the religion that if you are a Christian, you want to be a part of. But you don't need to be a Christian to accept the Father and return to the Father. You just need to overcome anger in your heart. You must forgive, and so that the Father can take over and take you and destroy all the illusion that you've been living in. Destroy the illusions.
So that was my final part, because I did all this. And my mind for the past month has been the most peaceful it has ever been in my entire life.
Right on. Well, if you stay with the silent prayer and watch, you stay present and then watch those thoughts. You don't have to do anything now, but watch them. You want to be conscious of them. If you watch them, stay present of them, I promise you they will all your illusions will be gone. You will have a clear mind and an easy, clear life. It will work naturally. So if you just stay with the silent prayer all the way to the end, no matter what it takes. You stay with it and just watch those thoughts. And those thoughts will disappear, and the real you will appear. And it'll be amazing.
They have, actually. But the final piece for me is, like I said, my question was, is can I claim Christ in my life without being a Christian?
Yes.
That was my final piece.
Yeah, you
like
can.
I've been doing everything that you said, and I really appreciate your work in rebuilding the man and the family, because I firmly that it's inside me, not a thought. It's just I don't have to think. I act a certain way. You know, I'm one of those people when I'm around in an environment, if something happens, I'm the first to respond just because I'm a man.
The one thing I do want to tell you, though, so you'll be careful, but do what you want. You can't save anyone. You can't save the world. You can't save anybody in the world. You can't even save yourself, right? And so
Right. Now
that you're waking up, all the hell that you see going on outside of you, inside of others, you just don't feel sorry for the people. Don't try to save them. You just become a light. And then those who see the light in you, they'll ask you, and then you'll be able to just point them toward the light, toward God. You tell them, you give them the knowledge of where to look, and it'll be up to them to take that knowledge. But do not feel sorry for anyone, because most people love their misery. They love their hell. And if you try to help them, they'll end up trying to destroy you.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And like I said, that's where I'm at right now. Like you, it's not that so much I want to go out of my way to help people. It's just I'm living my life in such a way. And since I've been doing this, it's weird the way the universe works once you get on the right path. And just as I am on this path, I have my own thing that I'm doing with I'm an avid constitutionalist. I believe in the Constitution that was written for this country. So I have a podcast on it called My First Amendment Rights. But as people approach me, and as I'm doing this work, like I said, my question earlier was just about, you know,
But to answer your question, because of time, to answer your question about the
Christian.
No, you don't.
Okay. I really appreciate that, Jesse. And thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. All right.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right. 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. Quick break, 2 more hours to go. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats, all right? We're going to get to them. Amazing. The hate news, not the fake news, is coming now. The hate news, and I'll be back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, and woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, June 24th, A.D., 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now to get on hold, to get on air with JLP, 1-888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. During Hake News, Not Fake News, a shiny monolith, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, discovered in a mountain range near Las Vegas, prompted theories of alien life. Dumb alien propaganda. It's now been taken down by authorities. Police described the mysterious structure as a risk to public safety, saying they don't want eager tourists to become stranded in the vast desert attempting to locate it. What a mess. And the debate countdown, that debate is supposedly happening on Thursday, Trump versus Biden. Crooked Joe Biden and the Our Greatest President Trump's campaign, they are both making their final preparations for Commie Nonsense Network, CNN's presidential debate this Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, if you want to catch it. Both teams have spent weeks honing their messages on an array of issues, from the economy to foreign affairs to abortion, which is Hake speak for abortion. Hat tip to my former de facto producer. Crooked Joe Biden has sought to rally potential voters around so-called reproductive rights, which we all know is a euphemism for baby killing, especially for young female blocs that are crucial to his reelection chances. The white women are supposedly cooling on their support for Biden. They're not so supportive of him as much as before. His campaign is hosting dozens of events across the country to mark 2 years since the so-called Supreme Court's Dobbs decision, which overturned the ridiculous 1973 Roe versus Wade, which pretended like abortion was a right to privacy, and the federal legal, quote-unquote, right to abortion, killing the babies. Meanwhile, Our Greatest President praised the Supreme Court justices over the weekend for their role in tightening state-level restrictions on abortion and limiting access, communist buzzword, to the procedure of killing the babies in the womb. Did you hear about the Dagestan attacks? Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports 3 days of mourning have been declared in Russia's Dagestan, D-A-G-E-S-T-A-N, that province, for at least 19 people who were killed Sunday in what appeared to be coordinated attacks against churches, synagogues, and police posts. Dagestan is a home to a small Christian minority, an even smaller Jewish population that appeared to be among the targets. The victims include 15 police officers, wow, an Orthodox priest, and 4 civilians, per local authorities. No group has yet claimed responsibility as of early this morning, late last night. The attacks come 3 months after the ISIS affiliate ISIS-K said that they carried out an assault at Crocus City Hall in Moscow that claimed more than 140 lives in one of Russia's deadliest terrorist atrocities in years. Wow, just 3 months ago. Anyway, Russian law enforcement agencies told the state-run news agency TASS, T-A-S-S, on Sunday that the gun males, in Dagestan were adherents of an international terrorist organization. What a mess, huh? And peace in the Middle East. Is it going to happen? Israeli Prime Minister based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu, I use the term loosely, he said Sunday that the intense phase of the war with Hamas in Gaza is about to end, and the military's focus should then shift to Israel's northern border with Lebanon. Wow. On the ground, around 800,000 people have been displaced from the southern city, Gaza City, of Rafah, where conditions have been described by United Nations Food Agency as apocalyptic. Netanyahu has come under increasing pressure from members of his government and Israel's so-called allies, including the United States, to minimize civilian casualties and to allow for more humanitarian aid to reach the Gaza Strip. What a mess, huh? By the way, climate protesters disrupted the end of the PGA Tour event, the golf. Activists threw a powdery substance on the golf course. It disrupted play for several minutes during the Travelers Championship. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got to stand up strong. think the truth about themselves. To understand what went wrong, I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth. Instead of dividing them with lies, we're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. There are two lines open if you want to jump in there. No biblical question yet. Not yet. If you're out and about, you can be listening to the show live anywhere in the world. We are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. So you can be listening if you're not able to sit and watch. You have the podcast later. You can be listening by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or BondJLP Cash App. BondJLP Cash App. It's Monday. And for the new listeners who might not be aware, we take all calls, but we take the ladies' call first because every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight. All my life.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those
mess.
Babies. We've been lied to for so long.
888-775-3773. Let me go back to Jade and give him a try again. Out of New York. JJ, let's try it again. Go ahead.
Can you hear me, Mr. Peterson?
Go ahead, yes.
I wanted to know, you mentioned in the beginning of the podcast, that, you know, evil has no power today and whatnot. But you mentioned how it cannot compete with light. But, Mr. Peterson, I want to know if that's truly the case, because of the fact that in my personal life, I feel like evil is triumphing. You know, I went 7 days clean with no pornography, and then I slipped into it. I wanted to know your advice into that and your advice into sex addiction.
Well, the only reason you slipped into it was because you went unconscious. If you were not unconscious, you would not slip into it. But you went back into your imagination, and along with the thoughts come emotions. And you went for it because you believe that. But I would recommend that instead of trying to overcome that stuff, you work on being present, staying out of thoughts, watching the thoughts, and not calling them you, because that's what the problem is. You're not conscious. You're living in the past or the so-called future.
Thank you for that. And Jesse, I do want to say one thing before you let me go. Not all Christian women hate the fact that men are leading. So as a Christian woman, you are supposed to accept the fact that men are the lead. Not all Christian women.
Yeah, hate. Not all. You're right. Not all, but most do.
But most.
Yeah.
All right. Amazing, Mr. Peterson. Have a great day.
You too, buddy. Stay with it. 888-775-3773. Here's what I recommend. Do what you want. You're unconscious and don't know it. Anyone, number one, anyone that has anger is unconscious. Anger is not your friend. It's your enemy. And when you're unconscious, you're limiting your imagination. Bring every thought into captivity. Men and women. So instead of trying to judge yourself or trying to overcome those vices, why not just become aware of them and stay present and they'll be taken away from you? But you gotta work on your heart first. You gotta drop the anger so that the power of love can work on your behalf, which is from God. You're unconscious. And the hardest thing for people to do because they just don't know. That's why. Even for those who are waking up to it, it's still difficult. But if you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, you will know. To stay conscious, most people can't do it. Not that they can't do it, but they won't. I even tell my employees sometimes, be present. When you're walking through the room, from one room to another one, when you're getting in and out of your car, practice those little things of staying present. The Father, the truth, the light, the love, the health, the everything is in the present. No such thing as a past or a future. All you have is right now. That's all that really exists. Everything else is an illusion. Let me go to Wayne out of Virginia. Wayne, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Brother Jesse. It's a pleasure and an honor, brother.
Thank you, Wayne.
Anyway, I was going to talk to you about the vice presidential picks, if I could.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, with all the great ones out there, you know, like Carrie Lake.
No, Carrie Lake is not a good vice president pick.
Well, Matt Gaetz, here's the thing. I think that Mark Robinson.
Why did you say Carrie Lake? Are you in favor of women running the country?
No, I'm in favor of winning an election.
Oh, I see. And you think that is possible with Carrie Lake?
Well, I'll tell you what. That woman is sharp as a needle. And she's the female Donald J. Trump. I mean, she's as articulate as they come.
She was not created to be a leader, though.
Okay, well, I'll tell you this.
A woman could be intellectually smart, but they still doesn't make them, their nature in is not made to lead.
Well, if you stack up the last 15 on the other side, she'd beat them all hands down.
Right, but she's still not a leader, though. But I understand. Go ahead with your other picks. Who else? So you like Matt Gaetz, you say?
I'll tell you who I'd really like is Mark Robinson. If it was up to me to pick, I'd pick Mark Robinson.
And who is Mark Robinson?
You don't know who Mark Robinson is? He's the man, brother. He can articulate all of his positions.
Oh, that's that black guy out of Florida?
No, not out of Florida. You've seen him. He's on a lot of times on a lot of the rallies with Donald Trump. He's
He's out of North Carolina?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, Hate is telling me that. Oh.
He's running for another position.
Yeah, Hate is telling me that he is the lieutenant governor of North Carolina. Oh, yeah,
he's
I remember him.
Now, I believe.
I'm sorry?
I believe he's running for something else now. But he's a great guy. I think he would heal the nation, and he can articulate all the positions of why he loves the country. He loves God. He's saved by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Watch out for a man that says he's saved by the blood.
Yeah, that's
You know who I like? You know who I like, Wayne? That I think would be good. I don't know. I could be wrong about this guy, but I think he would be good. It's out of Ohio. J.D. Vance.
Well, he backstabbed the Great White Hope before he got where he's at.
Backstabbed him how?
He talked real bad about Trump before Trump endorsed him, right after the J6 incident.
And then he now supports Trump, right?
Of course he does, but
sometimes things like that happens, but I just think that he doesn't seem to be afraid to speak up for the country. He doesn't seem to be afraid to make the right decisions for the country. And that's what we need when Donald Trump is out. We need someone that can step in and continue what Donald Trump is doing, will be done.
Have you ever Wesley Snipes? You ever listen to Wesley Snipes? I mean, Hunt, Wesley Hunt? The guy is incredible. Before you let me go, I got a split. Anyway, I've been waiting for quite a while, and I know you're busy. I wanted to tell you to have all your listeners check out The Economist 2012 magazine. It's the cover is called A Rough Guide to H-E Double Hockey Sticks. Also known as the hot place. On the top of the magazine, it shows hang gliders, Bibi Netanyahu on one. It's the exact scenario that played out live in 2023, October.
Okay. Amazing. Thank you,
brother. All right, brother. I love you. I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you very much. Amazing. 888-77-5-3-7-7-3. Let me go to Teresa out of Texas. Teresa, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Teresa.
Okay, I have a question, but first I'm going to give you a little bit of background on that question, okay? I have been without a car and basically riding a bike for about 7 years now. And I just chalked it up to...
So you might be in good shape then.
Yeah, I'm pretty good shape.
Nice.
For my age, I'm 58, so...
Well, you're young. Shape.
Riding a bike all over on Texas to eat.
Right on.
But, I've been saving up to get a car. And I was like, well, I'm just going to keep on saving. And whenever the right time comes, God will give me that car. And so I was patient and everything. And it turns out that a friend of mine bought a car and she thought of me and she's like, hey, it's a real decent car. I know you've been needing a car. You want this car? And I was like, yeah. And so I purchased the car. I'm waiting for a few things, and I'll probably get it in a couple more days. And I was like, oh, thank you, God. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you. And then I started thinking, I was like, wait a minute. Should I be thanking God? So my question is, should you thank God, or is that emotional?
That's emotional.
So just treat it like a normal day. Don't thank God for that. Hey, he has nothing to do with that.
I mean, you don't know if that car is from God or not, because the devil will give you a car, right? And let's say that.
Nice car for me. I mean, it's about the best thing I've ever had in my life compared to me.
But let's say that you get that car next week and you pay the money up to the person for the car, and then the day after you get it, it breaks down. Will you still be thanking God?
Yeah, because I was like, I guess it was meant for me to stay on that bike and keep
If you want to thank him, fine. If you don't, don't. But it's not a big deal. You don't know if that's from God or not.
Because I almost fell emotions welling up, and then I started, remember, I was thinking about you saying, look at that stuff, you know, whether it be good, whether it be bad, you know, it's still, and I was just like, should I really be thinking that? I will start hooping and hollering.
No, that's all emotion. That has nothing to do with God.
Okay.
Are you overcoming? Are you starting to overcome emotions?
Yes.
Nice. And how
and
are
I'm watching them and trying to watch them. Matter of fact, I had a guy even tell me, a friend of mine yesterday, and I wanted to thank him for it. He's like, hey, calm down, calm down. And I was like, you're right. Thank you for telling me to calm down.
Right on. Well, just watch those emotions, right? Don't fight against them. Don't fight with them. Don't call them you. Just watch them, and they will be taken away from you, for sure.
Cool.
And don't judge yourself about them. Just watch them. You want to become the observer of life, not the creator. Just observe. You're doing the silent prayer every day, every night?
Yes.
Nice. Stay with that and just observe those emotions. Do not judge yourself. Have no opinion.
Okay, so don't be happy once I set my butt in this car.
Well,
and say, ooh, I got air conditioning.
I can imagine what it's like to be getting a car finally. But you can be grateful, but don't be too happy or too sad. Just be grateful. Enjoy the car and take it where it takes you.
All right, gotcha.
And congratulations on the car.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day.
All
talk
right.
to you later.
All right, Teresa. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Jane out of Florida. Jane, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse Lee. How are you?
All is well, Jane.
Good. Wonderful. Wonderful. So I have a few questions for you.
Okay.
So about that song that plays on the top of the hour. I was just wondering, is that you singing that song?
Men?
Yeah.
No, that's not me.
Oh, my God. Because I listened to your older videos and stuff, and I'm like, wait a second. That sounded kind of sounds the same. But
Black people all sounded alike.
Oh, my goodness.
Men of the world today. No, that's not me.
See? Beautiful. Anyways, still beautiful.
Thank you. Amazing.
Well, anyways, my other question that I had was, as I've been, listening to you and practicing, you know, the things that you're talking about, I was just realizing that I really don't know what love is.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I've had these ideas about what it was and, like, expectations that I've had of others, and it's all wrong. So I was just kind of wondering what your opinion is on what love is.
Love is never having to say you're sorry. No, I'm playing. Love is the absence of the ego.
Hmm.
Because when you have no ego, you have no opinion, you have no choices to make. You have no decisions to make. It's a practical decision about breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or whatever. And you never judge yourself or anyone else, no matter what. And you love even your enemy because you have no ego. It's the absence of ego.
Okay. Okay. Very interesting.
You will have no opinion about yourself, neither right nor wrong. You will simply. Can you imagine simply just living your life and life is happening on its own and you're in the world and you're dealing with the situations of the world, of life, and you're just having a life? That's what happens when you have no ego. You have perfect love.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. Well, I'll keep working towards it.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, I am.
And have you gone and forgiven?
Yes, sir.
You forgave your mother?
Yeah, and my father as well. I talked to both of them.
How did that go?
It went really well. I talked to my father first, and then he was really happy. And, you know, I talked to my mother too, and she was just kind of amazed at what I was talking about. She's like, whoa, that's so, you know, interesting.
Nice.
So yeah, it went well.
Well, you stay with it. If you just stay with the silent prayer, you're doing the prayer, right?
Yes, sir.
You stay with the silent prayer, and I promise you, Jay, if you just watch those thoughts and emotions, because with thoughts come emotions, so-called good ones or bad ones, right? And if you just, for the rest of your life, watch those thoughts, you're going to operate in perfect love. And it's going to be amazing for you. So just watch those thoughts, and love will appear. Well, love, you have it already, especially if you have gone and forgiven, your heart changed from anger to love. And now love will conquer the lie of the ego, the thoughts, which are not your own.
And I did do counseling with you just the other day. It was last Monday, and you told me that, too, is, you know, to watch the thoughts and not identify with any emotions or anything, too.
Yes.
And it's just, I've been doing that in the past week, and it's just so interesting to see, like, you know, these thoughts that come up and, like, oh, well, why would you want me to believe you think that? And, you know, it's just like, look at this. Well, on to the next thing. You know, it's been really cool. So
right
thank
on.
You for your advice.
And you stay with that. You stay with that. And I want to encourage you, never, ever, ever, as long as you walk this earth, never call them you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You're not your body. You're not the anger. You're not the loneliness. You're not, don't call it you ever again. And those delusions that you've been living in and calling them you will disappear. And that's what the problem is. But the love of the Father will destroy the enemy, which is the false delusions that you and I and every human being live in them until we realize they're not us.
Yeah. So liberating.
I know, huh? And it gets better if you stay. You have not seen anything when you truly, truly let go and be the watcher. Just watch.
All right. Well, I will surely do that.
I wish you well. Jane, call
Thank
me again.
Likewise. Okay.
All right.
Bye now.
Bye. We have an amazing counseling service. The best in the West. You may only need one or two. Some people like follow up. When they feel like they want to follow up, they call, set up an appointment. You can do it by phone, Skype, or walk in. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. Super chat.
Super chats.
Puerto Rock Bori donated on a Rumble rant saying, Jesse, you ready for that beta pie again? Pumpkin pie. Been like 3 years laughing faces with 100.
No pumpkin pie, sweet potato pie. What the? And July is coming, right? And I think July is when they start picking the sweet potatoes. Ooh-wee.
Really?
Yeah. I believe it's July. Because it'd be so hot out there picking those things in the sweet potato patch. You ever pick sweet potatoes?
Never.
What? What kind of life you had? Oh, you had a white privileged life.
I picked weeds. I pulled weeds.
Oh, gee.
Thank you.
Amazing. But thank you. Sweet potato, not pumpkin.
Yeah, I think we had a taste test and you were able to tell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mobetta bought 10 coffees. Just my donation for the JLP and Experts Church. I got an amazing 3 hours from you all for free yesterday. Winky face. Besides, best on this side of heaven. I know it sounds of the flesh, biblical question. But I want you to donate some of this church and feeding yourselves. cost of running the donate this offering to running the church and feeding yourselves and appearing well dressed for the show.
Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate it. If you were not there yesterday or didn't watch it live, fellowship, go to rebuildingdemand.com/church. You can podcast. It was the Sermon on the Mount. It was so good. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. The key says, those who are not in covenant with truth, the Father, are slaves to evil, Satan, and the works therein.
Amazing. Absolutely. Thank you.
Greenwald Four
That's
Coffees.
That's amazing.
Notice how the media is so concerned about the environment, but they never mention the biggest polluter in the world is the U.S. Department of Defense. Source, a relative who was in the military, according to him. And they never mention the third worlders have more kids than they can take care of, and they never mention how much the millennials pollute when they fly to bucket list countries. Instead, the media targets Western Christian nations' food producers like truck drivers. Can't control the people, just take away their food. Just ask the Ukrainians who lived under Stalin.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Greenwald.
Night. Yeah, thank you, Greenwald.
Kohlberger Art, Five Coffees. Thanks for the fellowship. It was delightful. Also, the BQ. Last biblical question. Why you carry out the works of the flesh?
Right.
Yeah. Because it won't shut up nagging, especially if it has grown through giving in to it for a while. All thoughts work the same. They start small, and giving in to them will help you grow and help them grow until they completely possess you. Can I say Jeffrey Dahmer?
Every human being, until they overcome the anger, is two hoops and a holler from becoming Jeffrey Dahmer. Isn't that amazing? Amazing. Thank you.
Weird Universe 2 asked on Bond YouTube channel, could someone ask Jesse where practical thoughts come from? Who creates practical thoughts?
God. Only God. God is in charge of everything, and that's what's going to happen when he destroys that illusion, those illusion thoughts of who you think you are or who you think you're not and blah, blah, blah. The practical thought's going to kick in, and you're going to use the mind the way that it was meant to be used. It'll be used as a tool, and you will no longer invent an illusion, create this illusion of yourself and other people around you. The practical thoughts are from God, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Weird Universe. Pierre Robel, Five Coffees. Thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Soul Conscious Jesse, amazing church, has always been working on myself. Noticed I'm starting to see the fake in others. Also not bothered by nothing anymore. Can it get any better?
It gets better. If you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. There's not enough wisdom that you ever will get tired of receiving, really. So stay with it. It gets better and better and better. Stay with it.
It's me, Xenia, is a monthly supporter on Rumble. What's the deal with Trump offering illegals who are in college green cards? ? I didn't get a chance to read up on that.
I'm not familiar with that. I've not heard that story nor heard him say or seen it. You know about that?
I saw a clip of him saying, not illegals, but people who are here on a visa and get their doctorate or whatever, master's degree, that we should have the green card stapled to the back of their diploma so that we keep them here and use their great work. Because they're those are like we need skilled labor type of thing.
Right.
I've heard that from rhinos and Democrats before, as well as I guess now Trump. Unless that was AI, but I think it was real.
I'm not familiar with that at all, but thank you. Amazing. Appreciate it. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment to your phone calls and super chat. Back 888-77 Jesse. Back in a quick moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. Don't forget, check out our merch at rebuildingdemand.com/store. Amazing merch. T-shirts, no such thing as racism. Oh, the wall going up. Big Mama. Mugs. Stop having sex out of wedlock. Don't be a babe. All kinds of tote bags. The amazing Tar Baby. T-shirt is there. Hats and everything. And you can get your White History Month T-shirt. Get it. It's coming fast. White History Month is. It's next week, I believe. And I believe next Monday. I could be wrong, but it feels near. July just feels white. Go to julyfeelswhite.com or rebuildingdemand.com. Get your T-shirt, ladies and gentlemen. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Because I don't want to hear come July, oh, I couldn't find the shirt. I didn't get the shirt. This upcoming Monday is the 1st of July. And if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, we're going to be celebrating our 7th year of White History Month in July. So check out the merch, rebuildingdemand.com/store. And then last but not least, for personal shout-outs, I do them myself for you. Personal shout out, weddings, anniversaries, congratulations, birthdays, whatever the shout out is. Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Let me go back to the busy fall. Then we get back to the super chats and all that good stuff. Deetra is out of New Jersey.
Deetra, hey, good morning. How are you?
All is well, Deetra.
I had a question. Do you think the politicians on both sides that are on the dark side that's going along with all of this going on around the world and initiating it here, do you think they already have been turned over to reprobate mind?
Yeah, that's why they serve evil, because they don't have a clear mind.
That's what I was thinking. And also about the people for VP, I like Wesley Hunt. I like Jim Jordan. I like Josh Hawley, Matt Gaetz, Byron Donalds, and of course Dr. Ben Carson, but I think he could use him in other ways.
Yeah. And why Dr. Carson?
I think Dr. Ben Carson has been faithful and loyal to Trump.
Oh, okay.
And he needs him on his side. Yeah.
Yeah, but not as VP.
Not as VP. No, maybe not. But I mean, like he was before. He was really loyal to him.
Yeah. If you mm-hmm. had one choice, if Trump called you up and said, "Teacher, your one choice, who would you want me to pick?" You would say,
"One choice."
Yeah, because he can't pick them all.
I know. It would be between Josh, Wesley, and Byron. I like Wesley Hunt though. Byron needs to stay in Florida because they need him there.
Who is Wesley? You said Wesley Hunt?
Yeah. Look him up. He's really good.
Where's he from?
I forgot.
Oh, okay.
Because I watch him on TV a lot. And I think it's Texas.
Oh, okay. And so out of all the three you just named, which one, just one, you prefer to see?
Out of all three?
Yeah.
It would be Wesley Hunt.
And why Wesley?
We need someone strong like Trump in office.
Yeah.
I mean, all of the people I named I like, and most of them are loyalists to Trump and the party, and they're about making America great again.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of them are already in important roles, have already important roles that they need to probably stay at. But I like Wesley Hunt. But I do like Byron Donalds, but I said they need him in Florida, too.
Is that that black guy?
Mm-hmm.
Out of Florida, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he seemed to be pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I like him, too. I like the fact that he's strong. Maybe he'll become the next governor of Florida or something.
Because, with everything going on with the court and I'm watching it, it's like a circus.
Yeah, absolutely.
And most of the people that they're using is black people. I'm like, is everybody getting sold today? Bought and sold? I don't know. But I just wanted to say, he black and have a good 4th of July.
You too, Deidre. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. I like those choices that Deidre has there. Very clear choices. So, and for those who are just tuning in, we talked about this in the first hour, that it's being reported that the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, might announce his VP pick. And then this is a debate coming up this Thursday night, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time, the presidential debate. So we'll see what happens. We'll see. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Hayden out of Texas. Hayden, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
All is well.
You've touched on some really, really great topics today that kind of go along with what I want to ask you. This might be a little late because he passed away earlier this year. I want to know, did you think that O.J. Simpson was innocent or guilty of the murder?
I didn't say either innocent or guilty because I didn't really know for sure. And you can't really trust the media, and people tend to take sides, so you can't really trust what the people are saying. So I just didn't know, so I left it blank, to be honest.
Yeah, because I was watching one of your episodes when you were talking about it in the 90s. It was one of your archive episodes.
Yes.
And there was a white guy he brought up.
Maybe at the time I may have thought that he was I don't know what I thought way back then, but maybe at the time I may have thought that, but after time has gone by and I understand human nature now, it's just kind of hard to know. What did you think?
Well, in the episode, you seemed kind of unsure. Like you were asked, because you had one white guy and one black guy, and you had an audience, of course, And the white guy, I wasn't around when this whole thing was going on, but I've learned a lot about it, or I've heard from pretty good sources about it and stuff. And they had an all black jury, and they let him go because of his race, rather than, you know, the evidence brought up that he committed these, you know, the murder.
So that you think that he was guilty of that?
I do. And it's pretty clear.
And why do you think that? Why is it so clear to you that he was guilty?
Well, just the way, I mean, but black people, not all, but most, they go based off, they wanted to let him go because of his race. Number two, the whole police chase, he was running away from cops. You don't run away from cops if you're innocent, you know?
Right.
And so, I just, with what you were talking about today, and
I think, you know, I don't know if it was the all black jury. I'm being told right now, because I was thinking as you were speaking, I don't think it was all black jury. It was, I'm being told it was like 6 or 8 out of 12 were black, I believe.
Majority.
Yeah. Six blacks, female, something like that.
Yeah.
But you think, what is causing you to think about that now?
Trump, Alvin Bragg in New York.
Oh,
James.
Yeah.
Fannie Willis, Nathan Wade, the Obamas, of course, behind the Biden administration. I really question, because, I mean, it's so clear to me that he would. I just don't understand why white people have they've gotten so relaxed and not done anything about. This is not justice. What, you know, went on with OJ in 1992 or 93, 91, 92, whenever it was, and then what's gone on with Trump. It is certainly, they're just solely doing this based off of race rather than what's right and wrong.
Well, the one thing for sure and without a doubt, the white man doesn't have a chance in the court system today, especially if they have a black jury and a black judge. You don't have a chance.
Exactly right.
Are you white?
Exactly right. 100% white. I just bought my white shirt.
I'm sorry?
I just bought my White History Month shirt.
Right on. How old are you?
21.
How do you, I mean, what goes through your mind when you see the fear of white people today?
It really bothers me because I'm so outspoken. I'm down here in Texas, and we had a quote-unquote black Hebrew Israelites lined up on our street. It was about 4 or 5 of them. And they were just, you know, the typical stuff. We're going to take over. The Bible says this and that. We're going to take over. The kind of stuff that I don't know if you know John that calls in on Hake's show. He says the same kind of stuff. And we took care of that problem so fast that, I mean, they weren't even to give a chance to speak.
Are you afraid of being called racist?
Absolutely. It's not real. And it's just a word for us not to speak out. They don't want us to speak out and tell the truth.
So you're not afraid of being called racist?
Absolutely not.
Nice. Because that's one of the primary problem with whites is that they're afraid of being called racist. And
exactly. And
as a result of having that fear, they are being destroyed. They're being controlled. But if they ever got over that fear of that word, which doesn't exist anyway, no such thing as racism, cannot exist, have never existed, will never exist, it's just a made-up word. If they ever overcome that, then they can take back their country in the right way.
Exactly. You're exactly right.
Thank you, Hayden. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Nice talking to you.
You too, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to James out of M I crooked letter I crooked letter I humpback I Mississippi. James, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I just have a question.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we all know that women have anger, but since women are on the earth, God put them here, do you feel like every woman should deserve marriage, like should experience marriage before death?
Not unless they want to. Only if they want to get married. Or if they, God added unto them, you know, like they're working on their lives and life is happening, and then a husband is added unto them, then yes, but it's not necessary.
Okay, what about the ones that has forgiven their father and understand what love is but still have anger? You don't feel like that those are the ones that should be married or should experience it? But
if they still have anger, then they have not forgiven their father and they don't have love. Only the person who forgives will have love. You don't have anger and love. You only have one or the other.
Well, true. I got you.
But only if they want a family for the right reason, not to feel better or thinking that that's going to make them happy and all that, but it's not required if they don't want to, for sure.
All right. You basically cleared it up.
All right. Thank you, James. Amazing.
Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Super.
Super chats.
Cole bought a coffee.
There's a line open, by the way. 888-775-3773.
You're doing good work, says Cole to JLP.
Thank you.
Why are people today so focused on judging other people instead of getting themselves straight, aware of their observer inside and moving with Christ away from the evil nature towards God? What are the steps to fixing this?
Well, their hearts are evil, and they love their misery. They love hell, so they're promoting hell. There's nothing you can do to fix it. Don't even try. Don't even try to teach them. Don't try to help them. Do nothing but wish them well. Don't be angry at them. They cannot help them. Their hearts are wicked. Just work on yourself and live your life. There's nothing, zero, you should or could do to help anyone else. Amazing. Thank you.
DJ bought a coffee. Is it worth it to stay with a woman who doesn't understand the order of God and the leadership of a man over his family? Because you cannot make anyone see the truth. They have to want it for themselves. Forcing it could make things worse, says DJ.
What does that mean? Is it worth it?
Is it worth it to stay with a woman who doesn't understand the order of God? Should he, I guess he's asking.
I don't make that a little clearer for me because I don't know what it means. Is it worth it? So if you can make, and I appreciate it, make it a little clearer if you something that you want me to respond to. Because I don't know what it means. Is it worth it? Do you?
Not necessarily. Yeah. And I also don't know the context because it depends on the situation.
Yeah. Be a little clearer for me. I appreciate it, all right?
I don't know if he's married, if they have kids, if anything.
Right.
And it may not even apply to him himself. Thank you, DJ, though.
Yeah, thank you, DJ.
Cole, another coffee from Cole. This is a long question. I'm a very entitled, worthless sinner. I'm nothing. I was spoiled as a child. I'm a Generation Z Zoomer. Honestly, find myself weak. Before Christ saved and renewed my soul, I found my body being controlled by evil forces. I have made mistakes countless, want to be better. Is it truly possible for someone like me to make the actions from my body and with my heart to truly walk that path and journey towards light, towards God, to become a better man?
Repeat that.
So he's a worthless sinner, nothing, spoiled, Gen Z, weak. Before Christ saved and renewed his soul, his body was controlled by evil. He's made a whole bunch of mistakes, wants
so
to do better.
So if Christ has already saved and renewed his soul, I don't understand the question.
can his actions change?
But if his soul has been saved and renewed, what actions is he referring to?
I don't know. Nice.
I don't know. If your soul has been saved and renewed by God, or Christ as you see it, I don't understand what actions you're referring to. How can there be all those actions if you've been renewed? Make that clear. I appreciate it, though, making clear. It may be a good question, too, but it's just not clear. Thank you.
Thank you, Cole. Yeah. Not a victim, bought a coffee. Why do people live on another world?
What world are they on?
I don't know.
What's up with these questions?
I think that's kind of like people that live in a completely different world where their reality is completely different from what real reality is, maybe.
But he said on another world.
Yeah.
Like on a different planet?
Not necessarily.
Repeat it.
Why do people live on another world?
What world?
He doesn't say what world.
I don't know what world you're referring to.
Nice.
But thank you.
Not a victim. Thank you.
It sounds like you want me to respond to some of these questions. At least be a little more clear about them. Right?
Yeah.
That's not too much to ask, is it?
No.
Okay.
Thank you. Not a victim.
Yeah, thank you.
Jesse, you're absolutely right about women dominating almost every single industry in the West. I realize this is risky since, God forbid, if we got into a World War III type situation, we'd be at a disadvantage going against Russia, China, etc., where masculinity is still respected. It'd be like the inverse of like trans fake women dominating women's sports. In this case, men-centered alliances would have an easy time with women-centered alliances.
Can you imagine how happy China must be to see America allow women to take over? China must be dancing in the streets because they know that that's weakening our country. And we already have a weak president, period. But the whole thing with the women, what the? Thank you.
Not a victim, another coffee. You are more than a conqueror. You are conscious. Quadruple exclamation mark.
Thank you. Amazing.
Jeff bought a coffee. Sweet potato picking month and White History Month in July. Coincidence? I think not. Amazing.
Evidently, July just feels white. Amazing. Thank you.
Mr. J. Mr. Sandman and I cuddled up in the dog bed rewatching Church with JLP. Amazing. Shout out to Hassan Dadan. Salute emoji.
Amazing.
Nice. Amazing fellowship yesterday, folks. RebuildingTheMan.com/church if you were not there.
Stan69 with a diamond on DLive. Apple pie beats all. Sweet potato pie? Uh-uh. No chance.
No. I like apple pie. But if you had a beautiful apple pie sitting there and then a beautiful sweet potato pie, I take the sweet potato.
Thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
One more hour to go. Let me take a break. 888-77-JESSE. Hank is coming in with hate news. Hey, back in a moment.
Before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man. Mm-hmm.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Terrible things going on, or interesting things going on. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hate News, Not Fake News, and JLP will be right back to hour three, Female Monday, June 24th, AD 2024. A Hajj heat wave. More than 1,300 people died this year's Hajj pilgrimage, with numerous cases due to heat stress as temperatures exceeded 125 degrees Fahrenheit. 125 degrees Fahrenheit, that's about 51, 52 degrees Celsius. That's pretty hot. Those of you who know what Celsius numbers are supposed to be, more than 1.8 million so-called worshipers took part in the pilgrimage. It's a Muslim pilgrimage, I guess, to Mecca or something. Despite the dangerous heat, or Hajj pilgrimage, I don't know, it requires every Muslim who's physically and financially able to make the journey to the holy city of Mecca. After all, it is Mecca. Hey, I knew what I was talking about. At least once in their lifetime. Many Muslims save their money for years and complete the pilgrimage in their old age, leaving them especially susceptible to the heat. Old folks more susceptible. The Saudi government said a majority of the dead were unauthorized to perform Hajj, H-A-J-J, and walked long distances under direct sunlight without adequate shelter or comfort. So the Saudi government is blaming the victims. Nice. I support that. Starliner update. Boeing and NASA have been once again delayed. The Boeing Starliner capsule's return to Earth, they've delayed it, from the International Space Station, ISS. Officials have pushed back Starliner's departure date several times, at least a few, right? After the vehicle, which launched astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams to the space station June 5th, they experienced helium leaks en route. NASA has indicated the return of the Starliner's inaugural crew won't come until July. We're taking our time and following our standard mission management team process, said Steve Stitch, NASA's commercial crew program manager. STICH. That's what he stated in a Friday statement. He also said the vehicle was safe and there was no reason to believe it could not complete the journey home. By the way, T. Swift stunned a London crowd showing off Travis Kelce. That's her boyfriend. Her boyfriend on stage during the Eras Tour concert. She's that pop star singer woman, and he's the Super Bowl champion. He's like the best tight end, supposedly, whatever that is, in the NFL. And so, nice. Good for them. Right? Anyway, Tree of Life Synagogue. Remember that mass shooting? There's an update. It's been rebuilt, I guess. Quote, "Let this be a place where individuals find strength to bolster the collective," communist buzzword, "and to root out evil." So claimed Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, not a Christian, not even a Republican. Ground was broken Sunday for a new building. I guess the building's not built yet. At the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, where 11 people lost their lives in a so-called hate crime shooting in 2018. The location will house a memorial and a museum to, quote-unquote, combat anti-Semitism, all one word, with no hyphen. And a little update on the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court ruled on so-called domestic violence gun control law. The Supreme Court ruled 8-1. I told you the Supreme Court's liberal, to uphold a federal law that bars people under DV, domestic violence restraining orders, from owning guns. Just a restraining order, and you can't even own a gun. A Texas man had challenged the law, saying the high court's 2022 decision expanding gun rights meant that he could carry, get a firearm, even though he had a restraining order against him. But the majority opinion, John Roberts, the rhino, wrote the law uses, quote-unquote, common sense, and is used after a judge determines an individual poses a credible threat of violence. Base Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas was the sole dissenting voice, arguing that people under restraining orders have not been convicted of a crime, so they should be allowed to own guns. What a mess. Attack on the Second Amendment from the so-called conservative majority court. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP. Thank you.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. What a mess! You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. No biblical question yet. Maybe tomorrow. We'll see. We will see. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3337. And if you're busy out and about, you can, and you can't watch the show live, you can be listening to it on your iPhone or iPad. By calling, what do you say?
You said the call-in number wrong.
888-775-3773. It's a call-in number.
You left the last three off.
Oh, I did? 888, thank you, Hank. 888-775-3773. And if you're out and about, busy anywhere in this world, we are heard around the world by everybody, and they mama, if you're black, and their mama, if you're white. You can call the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or rebuildingtheman.com. Rebuildingtheman.com. All right. It's Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Yeah, what a mess. I want to ask Hake of the HakeReport.com and Hassan, the audio engineer at one of the experts here. Do you see what I see when I say we are in a state of emergency? That we're in a state of emergency, that they're allowing the women to take over, and it's so bad now that America is in a total state of emergency? Do you see that?
When you mention it, I can see it, yeah. But I don't really think about it that much.
Why not?
We've become used to it. We've been,
yeah.
All my life, I've had like mostly female teachers and females running the show in churches, kind of. Even though it would have a male pastor, but the women would be kind of running the rest of the church. And they would be kind of dominating the women and stuff like that. I mean, the men. And the men would say, she's the boss. And Obama, both Obama and like the normal, many of the white Christians will say, oh, she's the boss.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah. And they joke about it like it's like it's cute and it's harmless. But it's, and so that, I don't know, you just kind of roll your eyes, but don't think of it as how as evil as it is.
Baby, have you noticed that, Hassan?
Oh, yes, sir.
And tell me about it. You notice how? What you see about it?
Well, it's, I guess it's interesting in the fact that just the whole concept of equality is kind of out of control. You know, like this whole...
How come I don't see you?
Oh,
what the?
At least somebody's paying attention.
Well, no, I knew it. It's just that because the way it's set up now is a little different. But so I got to go to this shot.
Oh,
but, yeah. Just I noticed that a lot of people will even know, they'll be like, oh, I know this is wrong, but for the sake of equality and, you know, you got to be fair.
But there's no equality in this.
No, but I'm saying as far as, like, with women taking over,
right.
I think a lot of men deep down will be in situations where they'll want to speak up
right.
or be like, I know this is wrong, but, you know, we got to be fair and we got to be progressive. So it just shows you kind of the wickedness of back to the Adam and Eve story of the devil
yeah.
telling the woman you can be equal. And this concept of equality is, yeah, it's destructive. For sure.
And they're giving these positions to the women everywhere, not just, I mean, in the home, in the schools, in the media, weather reports, when there are disasters, they have to send the reporters out to the disaster, whether it's a fire or water or whatever. They send the women over there to report on it. It's just, it's evil. It's pure evil. And it's in a state of emergency now.
Yeah, and it even, you know, a lot of times people will say, you know, a lot of women will say, oh, well, men want conservative women or traditional women, but a lot of men aren't traditional men. This is like what women will try to say. But also letting in all these, you know, illegals and having women, the women working, all this stuff took away from men being able to provide and do this stuff. So it's interesting how it's destructive in several little ways that kind of add
up,
man. Build up, man.
And the people act like they don't see it. You don't really hear about it talking about it at all.
Yeah.
I see sometime in the local news, I watch the local news sometime, and like nearly all of the reporters are women. It's like on the little reporter stand there. It's all women, and then out of the field, women, all women.
Well, that I didn't think of until you've been saying that today. Now you're making me pay attention to that. That is a good point.
And then the weather reporter are women. Exception to the rule, but weather reports are women. The police report person is the woman. The stupidest Karen Bass, a female. Yeah.
The TV commercials,
yeah.
they portray a woman of color being the doctor most of the time,
right.
or a dentist.
Like somebody going to go to a woman of color doctor. Anybody going to that doctor?
Yeah.
But it's evil, and it's not going to get, it's just going to make things only going to get worse. That's what I'm telling the folks. This is not good at all. It's just not good. Y'all need to pay attention to this.
Nice.
There's this one, and I won't say which, show that comes on, and they got one woman on there, and the rest of the guys around her. And the guys are so weak to her, it's just not even funny.
Yeah, that's common.
It's like...
And that's kind of real life, too.
I know, not kind of, it is. It is. I want you to respond to this, Hank. What's wrong with this female? It's Female Monday. What's wrong with this one from out of Fulton County? out of Georgia. Georgia, oh my, my, what a mess. I want to hear what hate says wrong with this woman, the reason she's acting this way. I already know, but I want to hear what hate has to say. This is from Colin Rugg. Atlanta police says probate judge Christina Peterson, not related to me, might be, I just don't know it. Christina Peterson could be my cousin. I have a lot of kinfolks in Georgia that I've not seen since they were young. Christina Peterson hit a police officer in the head and appeared to be under the influence. I want you to watch this for me, 11 Live. A local news report Friday has black witness saying the judge is innocent. Watch this from 11 Alive.
Right now, Douglas County probate judge Christina Peterson is out of jail on bond, but facing a felony charge after being arrested for hitting an officer at a club in Buckhead. However, some say she was wrongfully arrested.
We're told that they are adamantly saying that they want these charges to be dropped, saying that Judge Peterson was only helping someone who was in need of assistance.
He punched me in my face.
Alexandria Love says an argument turned violent Thursday morning outside of Red Martini Club in Buckhead.
Beat up. Not well. I just got an x-ray done on my lower back because I fell. I got pushed down and I tripped over the curb. So I landed on my elbow. So many men out there. And the only person that helped was a woman.
Love says a man attacked her, and the only person who came to her aid was Douglas County Probate Judge Christina Peterson. And the same details are being echoed by another witness.
Focus is not the judge. The focus is the fact that this man attacked my friend.
Still, it was Peterson who was arrested and charged with a felony. This is Peterson's mugshot after being accused of assaulting an Atlanta police officer. She has since bonded out of jail, and now her attorney, Fulton County Commissioner Marvin Arrington, says she was wrongfully arrested.
The fiance of the judge's friend and another person are all eyewitnesses that will confirm what both the young lady who was being assaulted said and what her friend said, is that the judge had nothing to do, and they let the young man who was assaulting the lady go.
And Arrington is calling for the charges to be dropped.
Judge did nothing more than try to help.
They have at least four people who are refuting the version of the incident that the police have released. They say they'll hold a news conference giving more details from the judge's perspective and again are asking for those charges to be dropped.
Man, first of all, they black. What they doing over in Buckhead, Georgia? Buckhead is a white town.
Oh, really?
At least, yeah. Now, unless the blacks can go over there and mess it up. Because at one time, Buckhead, the blacks from Atlanta and the surrounding area were going over there and committed crime. And so Buckhead tried to become a separate place like they did in Louisiana.
Oh, like a whites-only type of town?
Yeah. And they fought and fought, but then I guess they lost the fight. And now the blacks going over there fighting.
Yeah, and it, like, in the wee hours after midnight, Wednesday night, Thursday morning is when this happened last week.
And you know the fight is on.
At a club.
Oh, God.
And it seemed like everybody involved was black, including the cops. Or cop.
I remember in the good old day, we used to go to the club down in Alabama. And there, we never had a fight. We just danced and had fun and then went next door and bought a chicken sandwich.
Nice.
They used to have this little restaurant, and it made chicken sandwich on it.
Open late?
It would be late open, and the club closed at 2.
Whoa.
And we go right next door and buy a chicken. By that time, we all drunk. Well, I wasn't drunk. Not everybody. But that chicken sandwich would be so good. It's if you're on 2 pieces of white bread. But... but it'd be fried, black fried people cooking. And it was so good. We never had no fight. No police, nothing. That's when black people used to be normal. Here is from Colin Rugg. Here is Judge Christina Peterson arrest footage. She refused to give her name. This is like supposed to be a judge now. Acting black, acting out. Watch this.
You have prevented.
Take me. I could give a damn. Take me where you want to take me.
That's the judge.
Now. Take me where you want to take me.
No! 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 Just let that nigga run on the female.
That's the judge.
No! He just punched me. Everything for no reason. Let him go.
This is Jen. Did her hat fall off?
Yeah.
Her hat fell off. Her hat fell off. All that pretty hair fell off.
And that's on me.
The officer trying to escalate.
No, I didn't. No, I don't punch nigga.
Ooh.
Take me where you want to take me.
I can't take you.
No, take me.
Identification
on and me. I don't care. You don't need the identification. You have locked people up and you have picked up dead bodies when you don't know who bodies it was, man. But you picked them up. Take me where you need to take me.
I'm trying to.
No, take me where you need to take me immediately, expeditiously.
Ooh.
And you have prevented
take
that.
Me. I could give a damn. Take me where you
want to
take me.
So how do you want me to take you somewhere
now,
expeditiously?
Now. Take me where you want to take me.
That's the judge, probate judge. So blacks act this way even with degrees?
Bossy. I noticed that all the witnesses were just people on her team,
yeah.
People on in her crew.
What's wrong with her? What'd you say to that?
Being civilized, that's too boring. You know, not going out in the middle of the night, in the middle of the week, staying out late on a weeknight, that's too boring. You know how you mentioned this last week, these people that went to Juneteenth and had their fun at the party.
Yeah, what a mess.
At a park and there was a shooting. People are so attached to ego pleasures and having fun that they'll put their lives at risk going out. I think that they like drama. She was like being so sassy.
And she's a judge.
With the cop. The cop is her son or something. Young son.
This woman has not had the upbringing of a good father. She's not had the upbringing of any man in her life. And she's out of control. And not all, most of the black women are out of control because of that. They're angry. And then they've been told by the Democrats and the liberal media, and even some of the right-wing Republicans, they can act any way they want. They can do what they want. They can say what they want. They can be crazy as they want. They're not going to correct them. They have given these women a false illusion that they cannot be corrected. She's out of control.
Yeah.
Besides just loving her hell and misery, but the black women, even in their angry, mean life, they've been told that they are queens. But they didn't say we're a queen of hell. They call them queen, and these queens are gone out of control. And then they want to blame it on slavery.
That is an entitled attitude that she was displaying.
Absolutely.
And women have been given that attitude, encouraged in that attitude.
Especially black women, but not only, but especially black women. They have been given permission to just be out of control. What a mess, huh?
Yeah, terrible.
What a mess.
These are judges.
I know. See how easy it is to pay some money to get a stupid piece of paper called degree? It doesn't change you at all. This lady have no love.
The Honorable Christina Peterson.
I hope that ain't one of my cousins. I'm about to call some kinfolk to ask. Is Christina my cousin? It could easily be, because I have so many family members in Georgia, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
It's not even funny.
And the younger generations, you may never even have met them.
I haven't even met a lot of the younger generations, so I got to find out that cousin Christina. I'm not neither claiming or disclaiming at this point. I got to ask. I think I'll ask Uda Mishuk and somebody. I applaud somebody. Anyway, it's a mess, but it's all due to the lack of love. It is. The anger of the heart. It is evil. 888-775-3773. Thank you, Hake.
Thank you.
This is going to get worse, for my country is gone. You're letting these women put them in control of stuff? This is what you get. This is going to get worse. Really. There's no way it could get better. Regina is a first-time caller out of North Carolina. Regina, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey there. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
All right. So I'm calling to confirm what you're saying, that things are going to get worse and are getting worse, because where I live, Black people are in control of the courts, HR, you name it. And I have experienced the long arm of the Black law.
Are you white?
I am.
And when you say you have experienced, what do you mean?
So I worked at a place for the government, and the ratio was 200 Black people to 5 white people. So you can just imagine what that was like in there. On a daily basis, I would be having, now I'm a grown person, I'm 54 years old. This just happened while I was 52. I had Black ladies coming into the locker room, taking away chairs that I was sitting in, eating my lunch. They would give me 3 warnings, tell me I could get up or there was going to be something.
Wow.
This is at my work.
Wow.
And of course, my supervisor's Black. Her boss is Black. That person's boss is Black. So none of this is getting stopped or got stopped, no matter how many letters I wrote or complained, or even that I was a member of a union.
White people today do not have a chance in the courts, in the workplace, or anywhere. They have allowed the enemy to completely take over, and now their enemies will completely destroy them. And
Yes. That's
why I keep encouraging all people, really, but especially white people, they got to get over the anger so that they can get over the fear, because this is not pretty what is coming down the pipe in my country.
Right. Well, I don't have fear, so I tried to stand up to the bullying, and a male, Black male, 30 years my junior, literally boxed me like I was Mike Tyson, like he was Mike Tyson and I was the victim. And we both got put out of work, even though I stood there and got I suffered a traumatic brain injury and a torn meniscus and so on and so on. But because it's 200 to 5, there was Black voices chiming up on his behalf. So I didn't stand a chance. Even though I was the victim, I suffered an injury.
And you suffered an injury from him?
Yes.
Wow.
And lost my job.
Are you doing anything else about it, or that's it?
Well, because of the other Black people who decided to chime up and be his witness.
Yeah.
That put me in a position where I can't do anything about it, because if I take it to the courts, here comes a bunch of black witnesses for him. I have none. Because I was the only white person working in that area that night.
What a mess.
What a mess.
You don't be angry about it so that it won't affect you inwardly.
Yeah, I've gotten over the anger. Like, I was really pissed about it at first. I won't say the things that went through my mind. Because I like to be a free person.
Yes.
So I did get over the anger, and, you know, I'm going along about my life, but I'm struggling because of what he did to me.
Amazing. I understand. I hear this from white people all the time now. And
Georgia's a prime example. Georgia, the state of Georgia, might as well flush it down the commode.
Yeah. They're losing Georgia, period. When they lost that battle in Buckhead to prevent Buckhead from becoming independent from Atlanta and all that, I knew then that it was over for Georgia completely.
Well, the whole country is going to turn that way if white people don't stop being a doormat.
Yeah, they got to... You got to drop the fear. They got to overcome the fear. This fear is not from God. God does not give human beings a spirit of fear.
And guilt.
Right.
White guilt. Where is the white guilt coming from? It's ridiculous.
I've been hearing that for a long time. I never could figure out why white people would feel guilty about something. First of all, slavery wasn't what they've been told. Secondly, they had nothing to do with slavery anyway. And thirdly, black people are not suffering one iota because of slavery. It's a total lie. And yet the white people are feeling guilty. I just don't understand that.
Me neither. Well, I'll try to do my best to put some strength into some white people where I live.
Well, stay away from the anger. And I wish you well, Regina. What a mess.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and I just wanted to let you and the people know that it is a mess, not just in Georgia, but North Carolina's a big old ugly mess, too.
Yeah, it happened all over. My country is gone.
Yep.
Thank you, Regina.
Thank you, sir. Have a great one.
You too. What an amazing story, huh? 888-775-3773. Let me go to Greg out of Florida. Greg, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing, man?
All is well.
All right, good. Hey, so it's my birthday today, man. So I just want to know if you could just answer a few questions for me.
You got to go to Cameo, CAMEO.com.
Cameo, what's that?
That's for birthday shout-outs.
Oh, dang. Okay.
CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson.
All right, cool. I'll check it out, man.
All right.
So do you classify sadness as anger?
Yes.
So in your life, right? When you feel anger, do you ever feel anger, or are you completely just not feel anything? Do you not feel any pull to like anything happening in your life? Does it not pull you to be angry and you have to fight it off somehow?
No, because the spirit of when I forgave my parents, the spirit of anger was taken away from my heart.
So there is nothing that entices you to feel anger or sadness?
No, because you can't feel it if it's not in you to be angry, because it's put in you when you resist your parents, especially your mother, right? But you can't feel it if it's not there. No matter what situation comes, you can't feel anger or sadness if it's not there. I'm sorry?
No, I was just saying that's just an unbelievable... just an unbelievable outlook. Like I'm in the process of forgiving my parents.
Hold on, buddy. Hold on for me. Hold on.
Yep.
The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. And I'll be back in a moment. Quick break. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. One line open, 888-77-JESSE, 888-77-5373. Quick announcement, the Hake Report is coming up. At the top of this hour, the Hake Report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. Heard around the world by everybody and their mama, the Hake Report. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV, he black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. On fire. Joel Friday TV ain't black for nothing. He's on fire. You don't want to miss it. And at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon Pacific time. All right? You don't want to miss it. 888-77. And support us on social media. Y'all know what to do. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe. Subscribe. What else? JLP Talk on X. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. We're on Rumble. You got to know how to Rumble. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson and Cozy.tv, where Christ is King. Cozy.tv. Let me go back quickly to Greg asking about anger. Go ahead, Greg. Thanks for holding.
You're good, man. You're good. So
you were saying you were in the process of forgiving, going to forgive your mother?
Yes, sir. I was forgive my parents, both of them. I'm trying to forgive my father too, because he had some demons because he hasn't really forgiven his mother.
What did he do to you?
He kind of took the reins in raising us. I feel like he abuses some of his power with certain ways he speaks to me or has spoken to me. Didn't really give me the tools to be a man. You know,
oh, I see.
He kind of did a lot of things for me and coddled me to the point to where it kind of paralyzed me in my mid-20s. You know, where I was supposed to be. A man, he was actually mad at me for not being a man, but at the same time doesn't realize that he didn't give me the tools to be a man, I guess.
Yeah. How old are you now?
So I'm 31, 31 today.
And why haven't you gone and forgiven him? Both of them.
I'm in the process of doing, I think in my heart, I want to forgive him and, I'm setting out to do that. But, That's why I was asking you, like, how you deal with the anger, because I could say it all day that I forgive him and I truly want to forgive him and I do, but then, you know, sometimes some things happen and the anger pulls me in and I kind of succumb to it sometimes, most of the time. And I'm trying to figure out what you did in your personal life to be able to Because right now I feel like I have to block the anger. Like the anger's there, but I have to look past it and block it. But to actually not even have it present is like a whole different perspective to have. And I just, you know, I'm trying to figure out how you did that.
And what do you need to forgive your mother for?
I guess doing the same thing, you know, not being able to be the mother that I guess should raise a child as well. You know what I mean? Like she was a good mom as in, you know, she was never abusive or anything like that to me. But I think she let some demons into her as well. And it definitely affected the way I look at my dad. I actually called you before and you told me, and it really made me I definitely identify with my mother the way I look at my father. But you know, there are just some things, like I just been reading some scripture as well. And there's just certain things a man shouldn't do just because he has the power. And certain things that I wouldn't do that my dad does, you know.
And why have you, and we talked before, why have you gone and forgiven your mother for turning you away from your father?
I'm in the process of it, you know.
What kind of process?
I don't know. It's a lot of like mental exercise to be able to figure out a way to actually forgive, you know. There's just so much anger built up inside that it's like hard to kind of get rid of it sometimes.
You said that are you the one that I may have the wrong purpose. Are you the one that judged your mother for taking care of your father?
Yes, sir.
Really? And since we talked, why haven't you gone and forgiven your mother? Because you do see your mother the way you see your father the way your mother see him, and you're so identified with her. You think like her, you feel like her, you identify with her. And if we had talked already about it, why haven't you gone and forgiven your mother? What else is there to do? Once you see that you need to forgive her, why have you done that?
I don't. Other than finding my own sanity, I don't see I don't see how to actually forgive. You know.
How about mother? I'm sorry for resenting you for turning me away from my father, recreating me in your image, and now I think like you, I act like you. You were wrong, but I realized you couldn't help yourself. And I'm sorry for resenting you. Your father's fat or something?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember now.
Yeah.
And so why have you gone and just simply said, I'm sorry for resenting? Do you see that you're wrong for for resenting your mother and father?
Yes.
And so knowing that it's wrong, you're seeing in yourself that you have that anger, you're seeing that it's wrong to resent them. They both could not help themselves. If you truly want the spirit of anger taken away from you, why have you gone, and what else there to think about but go and forgive?
I don't even know. I don't know. There's just something pulling. I guess maybe I don't fully forgive. Maybe that's just it, you know?
You don't see that you need to forgive. You don't see that you need to forgive them?
Oh, no, I definitely see that I need to be able to move on.
Right, so you see that you have the anger, you see it's wrong to resent them, you see you need to forgive. You're listening to the devil talking you out of it. You're worshiping the very thing that you want to overcome.
Yeah. It's just like if I were to say that to them, right, they're very, very proud people. If I were to say that to them, their reaction I take it personally, I guess, you know, like the reaction would be like, oh, you're like as if I'm on my high horse. You know what I mean?
How do you know that?
I guess it's an assumption.
Never assume.
Yep.
You don't know what's going to happen, man. You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. You don't know what the rest of the day is going to bring. All you have is right now, but you're letting evil prevent you from overcoming it by forgiving. You're worshiping the devil, your imagination and emotions, and it keeps you there. That's why the anger hasn't been taken away. Only forgiveness would take away the spirit of anger. Then you'll be free of that, and then the spirit of truth will destroy the imagination, the illusion that you have about yourself.
Do you have any tools to, like, that? What did you do? What was the thing that made you?
I've told you 100,000 times I went and forgave. I wanted.
But what was the thing that made you see that?
I had the
task was to forgive your parents or forgive your mother.
I had fear and I had anger. And I used to date a whole bunch. And when I date women, I couldn't correct them. I couldn't stand up to them. And then I would go to different churches. And so long story short, I finally asked God, because the church thing wasn't working either. I was doing what the preacher said, tithing and volunteering and doing all. But I asked God to let me see myself, because I didn't know myself. I couldn't understand. I didn't know myself, right? He allowed me to see that I had anger toward my mother, and I didn't know that. I didn't know. I felt that emotional love that you feel for your mother and everybody feel, but that's not real love, right? And so I didn't know that until that point. And when he showed me that, I knew I had to forgive, because I read in the Bible, forgive and you shall be forgiven. So I went and forgave, and I haven't looked back. That spirit was taken away because I realized I was wrong for resenting her. She could not help herself. That's the problem with every human being. Not one human being don't have that problem. Every human being must forgive if they want to be free. And they got to face mama. And I know you're afraid to face her, and you're going to be shaking in your boots. But it'll be the last time you ever have to shake. You're going to be trembling when you face mama, because you resent her and you're afraid of the person that you resent. They control you.
Yes.
So you got to face your mother. Otherwise, the women are going to continue to run over you. You're going to be spending your money on them. You're going to be getting involved with women who already have children, who already been in relationships and already been married, older women. You would never have the gift of the woman that God meant for you to have if you want to start a family until you forgive your mother. You're just going to always be attracted to your mother. Every woman you get involved be mama, and you'll become your daddy. You'll become the boy.
I got married, man, to a wonderful woman that actually is pretty much the epitome of what you're saying to be a man is. So
no,
beta,
you said what now? You got married to what?
Yeah, I just got married to a woman that actually harnesses everything that you say naturally without even listening to you. She kind of, if anything happens to her from someone else, she goes, well, that just sounds like a you problem, you know? Like that, you know, she kind of doesn't have anger in her life. I'm the one that kind of rants and raves, you know?
You're married to your mother. Wait until you wake up and start getting into your proper place in life. God in Christ, Christ a man of a woman. You're going to see the hell. You're going to see all the hell come out of her then. She's only doing that because you're no competition at all. You're the boy. You're married to your mama.
Well, she wants me, you know, she takes the position. That kind of part of my life, I think I've actually separated from my mom. You know, I understand that, you know, all boys want their moms and they marry their mothers, but the woman that I married is extremely different. She
You're married to your mama. You can't separate it from it until you separate it from it spiritually. And you can't separate from that spirit until you forgive your mother. And the spirit of your mother, which is of evil, will be taken away from you. There's nothing you can do about that. Every man think they're married someone different than their mama, and they end up with mama. You're married to your mama. Wait until you wake up. If you wake up by dealing with your mother and your father, especially your mother, you wait. Mm-hmm. Because you got to change, and this woman is not going to like the change in you because she is going to lose control over you, and all hell is going to break loose if you do face your mother.
Huh. Even if I'm like, you know, I'm alpha in my family, even though I rant and rave, she's a woman that gives, you know, the man, she wants, you know, she gives the man the respect to be the man.
She's not giving you respect to be the man because you're not the man. She's pretending with you right now. Wait until you wake up, if you wake up, if you work on this. She's playing with you because you're no competition. You do whatever she wants. You act, you whine, you do, and she play mama and blah, blah, blah. But she resents your weakness. Wait until she loses control over that. If you go, are you doing the silent prayer?
I kind of just heard about it.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I'm not doing it yet. I will start today, though.
You got to work on your life, man. You're not going to get better thinking about it. You got to be a doer, not just a hearer.
Yep. Yep.
Why are you afraid to face your mother?
I guess it's just a headache, you know, the reaction. I've let them know how I felt, like in a yelling form. So now if
because you're acting like your mother.
Yeah.
I would have to run, but you're not going to be free, Greg, until you face your mother. Ain't no way around it. And then God will forgive you when you forgive her and your father, and through your earthly father, you return to God. Then you're going to have to deal with your wife, man. You got married in a fallen state. You're married to your mama. You can bank on that.
All right. Thank you for the advice, man.
And then the spirit of anger, when you truly do it, realizing that, and whatever your mother say or does, that's on her. It has nothing to do with you. However your father, whatever he says or whatever, how he overreact, has nothing to do with you. That's on them. Yeah. You are you, and they are themselves, right? And so whatever they do or say, that's on them. You forgive them. Hey, I'm sorry for resenting you. And you move on with your life. And then you're going to have to deal with the hell in your wife. You haven't seen anything yet.
All right, man. Oh, man. What a mess.
What a mess. And do the silent prayer.
I'm doing it. I promise.
All right. Happy birthday.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Let me know how it goes.
I will, man. Thank you.
All right, buddy. The spirit of anger or the spirit of fear will be taken away from you when you forgive. When you forgive. It ain't going to happen no other way. Because it's spiritual. Super Chat. It's spiritual.
Super Chat.
Over on Cash App, Bonds JLP Cash App, Neri donated with no message.
Neri?
Neri.
Neri. Thank you, Neri.
N-E-R-Y.
Right on.
Nice name. Caesar says, my offering for Sunday service with a generous Cash App donation.
Thank you.
Nice. Sion bought a coffee. Love you. Take care of yourself, Jesse. Rest more and drink water.
Thank you, Sion. I am drinking water, and I am getting the rest, and it's amazing. Thank you.
Canadian David is a monthly supporter, a subscriber on Rumble. Tulsi was shopped around the Trump syndicate media in 2020 and scored high. She will be the surprise pick for VP. She checks all the moderate boxes.
I hope you're wrong by that, but we'll see. But I hope you're wrong. What the? Amazing.
Pablo Bosch.
Thank you.
Three coffees. That judge's weave on the floor brought back memories from my days walking to school, laughing face emoji. They had daily fights, and you could always find hair on the floor, laughing sideways face emoji.
I hadn't even considered that her hair was a wig until it fell off on the floor. That judge is black. It's black people. Stop it. Drop the anger, blacks. White people, not your problem.
Indeed.
My son said he's calling Sarah Palin. About the hair?
No, he's saying that she's going to be the vice president.
Oh, I don't think so. Maybe, but I doubt it.
He's been predicting it for months. Hassan has.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
I hope you're wrong. What the? Thank you.
Quebecensis bought a donation or super chat over on Odyssey, ODYSEE.com.
Your Odyssey slash Peterson.
Jesse Lee Peterson.
Nice.
The at sign.
Right on.
My VP picks, Ben Carson, RFK Jr., Jim Jordan.
What? Ben Carson, RF Jr., and Jim Jordan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll see what happened, though. We'll see what happened.
And pardon me if I'm butchering your name, Quebecensis. Nick LaBoy donated a Rumble rant. Jesse, what's up with your cousin? She black. LOL. God bless you, Jesse and crew. What does Trump have to say today?
Wasn't there something that might be my cousin? That could easily be one of my cousins, too. I have so many in Georgia. And they're educated. And their last name, Peterson. What the? I got to call Monsieur.
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice.
Amazing.
Indeed. Beautiful.
Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
He's giving the thumbs up sign for those listening on audio podcast wondering what the dead air is.
That's Trump. Thank you.
Puke Bucket over on Rumble asks, why isn't seeing and doing it internally, referring to forgiveness, good enough? Why you got to put on the show? Serious question. Is the act some kind of ritual that solidifies it? You say it doesn't count unless you perform the ritual. Never fully understood that part until you go and forgive, like go and talk to them,
oh,
face them.
When you go and forgive, you face the fear. The fear that's inside you, working through you. Likewise, when you face the fear in you, you're doing it. You got to be doing, not just here. You got to do it. You got to face it. And most, I may venture to say all, but most for sure, all people, men and women, are afraid of their mothers. They're afraid of their mothers because they resent them and they don't realize that's what it is. You're afraid of what you hate. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to Aries 1, Stan 69 Games for Rec, Diane D, Cactus Eater Bear, Roan Woods, and the rest of the supporters on the D Live crew. Thank you guys for the lemons, ice cream, diamonds, and subscriptions on Jesse Lee Peterson D Live. And thank you guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice. I appreciate the support. Let me go quickly to. First time a caller out of Illinois, Paula. Paula, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Thank you so much. Glad to be on. Hey,
thank you.
I totally agree with you about women taking over everything. And I mean, when I was growing up in the 60s and 70s, there were very few female sports anchors or weather people. It was all guys. And I just really miss that. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
When there's like women in the men's locker room, it's just, it drives me nuts. And then, also like, you know, women tended to, there used to be a lot of women that had jobs where they were basically jobs to meet a guy and get married. Like the stewardesses would be younger and stuff. And like, I'm actually administrative assistant, but I'm in my 60s, but I mean, it used to be, it was more like they were just, you know, there were a lot of younger women there and they were trying to find someone to get married and then they, you know, retire and raise a family.
Yeah.
So I just think it was better.
Yeah.
Then, and I can't stand women in positions of leadership. They just, you know, are not, I don't think they're good at it, you know, so.
They're not. You're absolutely right. What do you, because of time, real fast, what do your other females say when you're honest with them about that?
To tell you the truth, I'm not that honest, although I did tell somebody at work and they kind of agreed with me about women in leadership, positions of leadership, you know, but it's, there are not too many people with that point of view that I run into.
Yeah, I know. That's me I asked. What a mess, Paula.
Yeah, one quick question, too. I just remembered I wanted to ask is who sings that Find a Way song? They have a really good voice.
I'm sorry?
Is that you singing that? Repeat. You know that I Know We Can Find a Way song? Is that you singing that? Whoever it is really good.
No, that's not me. I so many people ask, is it me? But it's not me.
Okay, well, anyway, it's really good. And one other thing, I'm finally doing the silent prayer pretty consistently just for like less than a week, but it's really helping me a lot. And I still haven't really forgiven my parents, but I'm working on it. Well, they're both passed away.
Yeah, remember they could, even though they're dead, they could not help themselves, right? They did the best they could do. And they couldn't help it. And knowing that, you will forgive them. But stay with the prayer, Paula. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And you'll be surprised. You're going to be amazed. You're going to be blessed at the love of the Father working through you. The wisdom that's going to come will blow your mind.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks, Jesse.
Call me again, Paula.
Okay,
we'll do. Thanks. All right. I am so out of time, folks. I move fast today. I moved a commercial fast, but we just ran out of time. The Hake Report is coming up now. The Hake Report. Then after Hake, Joel Friday TV. You black. And then the American Anchor Baby. Get on that straight and narrow for those who want to overcome the fallen state. You want to overcome your hell. You are responsible for you. You are your world. And if you in control of your own world, no one can tamper with it. If you get offended, it's because you allowed it to happen. Do the silent prayer. You must forgive, and the spirit of anger will be taken away from you, as well as the spirit of fear. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. It's not going to work any other way. Thank you all for your support today, super chats and all that. I'll be back tomorrow, the Lord is willing. Country and Western Tuesday. Bye. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darnest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax.